We are, of course, answering all your science questions because it's our science Q&A show this week. So any questions you have, just send them in to us and we'll have a go at them for you.
Talking of questions, we've got one here from Andrew Norton from the forum. Just Andrew Norton. He's got a question, which is, why if you sneeze in the dark, when you open your eyes again, as it's apparently it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes shut, or almost so, why does he see white speckles in front of his eyes?
That's a fantastic question. Have you guys seen this?
Quite often see white speckles in front of my eyes when it's just dark. I don't need to sneeze.
This is what's called an endoptic phenomenon. In other words, it's a visual hallucination, effectively, which is arising from within your eyeball. And I think there's a number of possibilities here. And I think that he could be seeing one of two things. One is that if you stimulate your eye, just because the retina is very sensitive to pressure, if you just push on the side of your eye, you'll see a wonderful hallucinogenic coloured light display. We're talking about LSD earlier. You can do it yourself almost just by pressing on the side of your eye. If you ever try that, if you press on the side of your eye, you should see some interesting colours.
She shouldn't do that too much.
Well, I'm not saying poke your eye out, Helen. I'm just saying apply gentle pressure to the side of your eye. This is because the retina is sensitive to pressure, and I think it causes discharges of different bits of the retina, which provokes those visual hallucinations that you see. They're just photoreceptors firing off as though they've seen light that they haven't really seen. When you sneeze, of course, you've got air jetting out of your nose and ricocheting around at 100 miles an hour. And I suspect that the vibration of the air coming out of your nose probably impacts on air that's in your sinuses, which are like cul-de-sacs. And so you pressurise the air in your sinuses, and this causes a shockwave probably to reverberate through your skull. And I suspect that some of that shockwave might go into your eyes, and it could therefore cause the retina to jolt a little tiny bit. The fact that not everyone gets that and everyone does sneeze a lot says that it's unlikely. But I was poking around and I found a very interesting comments on the internet about someone called Shearer, and not Alan Shearer the footballer, but Shearer with a double E, and Shearer's phenomenon. And this is amazing because it's used as a way of measuring blood flow through the retina. What you see when you look at the dark, when you look at a lovely deep blue sky and just nothing else in the visual world but the deep blue sky, and you see these little white speckles coming in, you notice this. They follow a very stereotyped path. If you keep watching them, you'll see that they tend to all take the same pathway, a wiggly line running in from one part of your retina towards another. They're not random, they're flowing. These are white blood cells, it turns out. And what's happening is because they're very, very infrequent compared with red blood cells, they only crop up now and then as these white blobs. And when you look at the blue sky, the red blood cells, which your blood vessels are full of, absorb the blue light quite well. But the white blood cells, which are infrequent, don't. They reflect it, and you see a white sparkle on your retina. And that's why you see these white blobs when there's nothing else in the visual world to distract you. So I wonder if what's going on with that question is that maybe the sneeze provoked him to look at the sky, and he then saw what's called Shearer's phenomenon. But people can be trained to look at a computer screen and track the numbers of white blobs that they see coming across, and this can be used as a measure of retinal blood flow if you don't have another fancy way of doing it. Isn't that amazing?
That is crazy.
But it's the white blood cells in your eye that are doing
it. That is actually crazy.
The other kind of speckle, which I've noticed occasionally, is if it's very, very, very dark, you sometimes everything seems to be covered with a very fine white speckle, a bit like noise on a TV screen.
That's right. That's called prisoners or captives' hallucinations, or prisoners' light show is also known as. And this is where your retina is tuning itself to the ambient conditions. Because you know how you go from a bright room to a dark room, and your retina, over the course of about half an hour, changes its sensitivity. You couldn't see in the dark, and then you can. And that's your retina actually tuning up the sensitivity of photoreceptors, making them more sensitive. You use rods rather than cones. You increase the connections between cells to increase the signal. So it's a bit like if you take your radio and the signal coming out is not very good, you turn the volume up. Well, what your eyes are effectively doing is turning their volume up to become more sensitive to the light that's coming in. And because there's virtually no light coming in, you start to even see the noise that's being made in your retina, even though there's no signal there. And so people who go down caves will say, if you turn all the lights out in the cave where it's genuinely jet black, you see this a lot. And as I say, prisoners kept in solitary, no light, as a form of torture. Nasty stuff.
Nasty.